News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, Brett Witterble and Brett Jensen together again for the first time this week. Breaking, Brett Jensen joins us, and I wanted to kind of plumb the depths of your knowledge of what it is that went on at UNCC. And I know there have been a couple of developments in these last hours. Breaking, Brett, welcome to the program, and break it down for us, if you would.
So, well, thanks. First of all, Brett, it's always great to be with you. So last week, Friday, the Student Government Association, with a lot of fringe groups, and I mean that clearly, like one of the groups that they said was the Young Democratic Socialists of America, all these little student clubs all over, the Social Justice Club for Social Justice Reform, like all these little clubs within UNC Charlotte, in conjunction with, or in agreement with, I should say, the Student Government Association at UNCC passed a resolution saying that that Israel, that they were against the genocide, ongoing genocide in Palestine being committed by Israel, and basically said that they want UNC Charlotte to stop all associations with Israel and businesses and everything else in terms of like archaeological digs going on in Jerusalem that, you know, people of UNCC are part of, or, you know, stuff like that, excavations, and, you know, a myriad of things. And by, and the Student Government Association said, by doing things like this and being partners in many different fields with Israel, they are, the students, by proxy, helping commit genocide in Palestine. Because they're part of UNCC, and UNCC is doing archaeological digs in Jerusalem, so therefore they are the ones responsible, the students, for whatever they deem to be the genocide going on in Palestine. So I put this out there on Friday. I think I was the only media person to have this. And I put there out Friday afternoon around 2 or 3 o'clock, and it's got, I don't know, like 15,000 views on Twitter or on X.
Wow.
And so just over the weekend, over a holiday weekend. And so then I got a statement from UNC Charlotte, basically the, you know, the board of directors, the administration. And basically what the administration said to the Student Government Association is, go pound sand. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic. That's essentially what they said. They said, we have guided you multiple times on where we stand and what we do and how we do not take partisan actions against anybody, you know, and whatever the field may be, even if it's deemed to be a traumatic situation, because there's always someone on the other side who will be offended by whatever action, so they stay neutral. And they said, and we will always stay neutral. And basically said that, you know, look, we are here to make sure all students are welcome at UNC Charlotte, and we will do everything in our power to ensure, make sure that happens, whether you're Jewish, Palestinian, Catholic, Protestant, or atheist. They don't care. They just want to make sure everyone feels good going to school there. And they said, we will not listen to or abide by the Student Government Association. They have nothing to do with us, and we will not listen to anything they have to say in terms of this particular field, which, by and large, Brett Winnable, is the exact opposite of everything that was going on in the Northeast with all the colleges.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is a rarity, okay? That is a substantial rarity. It's interesting because I'm looking at the offerings in majors over at UNCC, and they have a class, a major, a concentration, okay? International Studies, Holocaust, Genocide, and Human Rights Concentration, which when you graduate, you would have a BA, okay? Bachelor of Arts. And when I look in at these classes here, we have Introduction to Holocaust, Genocide, and Human Rights Studies. We have Topics in Holocaust, Genocide, and Human Rights Studies. We also have something that's particularly curious here as well, in which they have a major or a class called Resistance During the Holocaust. Okay, so clearly UNCC accepts the reality that there was a Holocaust. They're not, as an institution, they're clearly not Holocaust deniers, but they clearly have people who may have enrolled accidentally at that university, not realizing that there was a Holocaust. I mean, I look, well, and it's incredible to me. They have a class on the Third Reich, American slavery and emancipation, the Caribbean from slavery to independence. I mean, this is a very robust approach where it seems to me you could have multiple brilliant debates if you really wanted to. But I guess they just want to have one side, Brett Jensen.
I mean, like I said, I mean, when you have something called the Young Democratic Socialists of America.
Yeah.
That pretty much says it all right there. I mean, that is, and there were a multitude of very fringe, clubs and groups that maybe have 15 people, 10 people in them. Who knows? I can't imagine it'd be a lot because, to your point, UNC Charlotte is not a liberal arts university. It's not North Carolina. It's not Duke. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, or even the University of South Carolina. It is, by and large, a math, science, engineering, and computer school. I mean, that's what it is. It's a, you know, it's one of the STEMs, if you will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, by and large, the people that go to UNC Charlotte, not the ones that want to, you know, major in French poetry.
Right. You know, I mean, look, I think this might be something that in his waning time here, maybe Dan Bishop would like to hold a hearing in the House looking at the funders and the funding and what goes on with the Young Democratic Socialists of America, just not to try to intimidate anybody or anything like that, but to just investigate and find out where does this money come from? Where does the money go? Like, that might be, I mean, can't it be all coming in from like UNCC, right? It would have to be a variety of places. This is great reporting, Brett Jensen, great reporting.
Well, thank you. And like I said, when UNCC gave me the statement, they emailed it to me specifically. They didn't put out a mass release. They emailed it to me, which was because I don't know if I was the only one to ask for it.
Right.
And I could be wrong, but I don't remember seeing anything over the weekend, anything about stand that the student government was taking at UNC Charlotte. So, yeah, it was a good time.
You know, is there a breaking with Brett Jensen tonight?
There is a breaking with Brett Jensen tonight.
And who are you talking to?
Well, I'll be pontificating on a multitude of topics, including the Final Four in NC State, but as well as UNC Charlotte and the situation going on over there, as well as a few other things.
Tonight at 7. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate you being there, buddy.